Lots of Christmas songs that we sing this time of year. Some, you know, all these that we're singing tonight, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Joy to the World Coming, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. And then there's the Christmas songs that aren't religious, but they're still fun to sing. You sing them. Have you sung Rudolph this year? You've sung Rudolph? Yes, you love Rudolph. Can you name all of them? Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? There we go. Okay, and how many of you have sung Up on the Housetop? I like that one. What's some other favorite Christmas carols that aren't religious? Yeah. Jingle Bells, yes. And Jingle Bells written actually for a Thanksgiving pageant by the brother of a Presbyterian minister. And then they liked it so much that they sang it at Christmas time. So it does go with Christmas. Started with Thanksgiving. Any other favorites? Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. I love that one. There's that part. He's making a list and checking it. Yeah, I like that. There's so many lists that we have this time of year. Now, Santa has the list, but the most common list that we have is the Christmas shopping list, right? How many of you had a Christmas shopping list this year? And how many of you are going to take advantage of the last few hours after the worship service and before the stores close to do any last-minute shopping? Anybody? Grocery shopping? Some people wait until now. And so we're going to have prayers for these people that shop late. You know how it goes, especially in the Roman Catholic Church, where the prayer person or the priest says the words, and then the congregation says, Lord, hear our prayer. So we're going to do some of that during the sermon. So I say, for those about to embark on dangerous, stressful, last-minute shopping, we pray to the Lord. But Christmas shopping isn't the only list out there. Some of us have a list of presents that people are going to get in order, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on, to go for the best wow effect. You know that, the wow factor? Anyone watch the TV show Storage Wars? There's one of the guys on Storage Wars always goes for the wow factor. This is the wow factor. Well, if you open the presents in the right order, you know, you start with small, and you get to the last one where you really get a wow, there's a Christmas list that lots of people have. Does anyone have a list like that? That you have the presents have to be opened in a certain order, right there. Oh, Susan's embarrassed. So, but do you do that? Do you have a list? No, you don't. Evan, you do. You know how? Are you just saying that because you wanted someone to raise their hand? Yeah. Well, let's have a prayer anyway for those who make the lists, for those who plan the Christmas morning present order, that it may build to the proper wow factor, we pray to the Lord. You are very good at the Lord. Hear our prayer response. Christmas shopping list, gift order list. How about the who's bringing what to the family gathering list? Anyone got that? You got the, and let's see. There's appetizers, you got main dishes, sides, desserts, beverages. Does anyone know where they are on the list for their family gathering? Who's appetizer? You want side dishes? Main dish? Yeah. Oh, if it's at your house, you're using the main dish, right? Let's see. What else? Desserts? Yeah, who's bringing desserts? Beverages? Who's bringing the beverages? Who's got a bring your own beverage and we'll supply all the food kind of a thing? We'll put a cooler out on the porch, or just leave it out on the porch because it'll be cold, right? Is anyone the who's bringing what list coordinator for their family? Yeah, we got some there. Anyone providing everything on the list themselves? There you go. Anyone get to just show up and benefit from the list in action? You don't have to make anything? That's cool too. For all of those bringing food on the who's bringing what list, and all of those who benefit, that there may be no necessary trips to the only open store on Christmas, we pray to the Lord. There are some other lists too. One that I can think of isn't at all positive. It's the annual War on Christmas list. Have you seen the War on Christmas list? This list, it lists the retail establishments that have dared to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas in their advertising. The idea behind the list is to punish those who don't conform their advertising to the worldview of the makers of that list. You know what? Call me cynical. I'm not really cynical, but you can call me cynical. I tend to look at that list and make every attempt to shop at the places listed on the naughty side. Retailers are not theologians. Can we all agree on that? Retailers are not theologians. They sell stuff to make money, right? And so they advertise as the best way to make money. I like to shop at places where people are kind, where the prices are good, where the quality is excellent. That's a pretty good place. You have a place like that in mind. Christianity, well, that's about love and kindness toward others, not about boycotting stores that don't say Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas if you want to, but other people have different things. There's a lot of holidays around here, and I know that Christians want there to be Christmas, and Christmas is a Christian holiday and also a secular holiday because there's a lot to do with Christmas, talking about the different Christmas carols that aren't at all religious, but it's this conglomeration. As a matter of fact, Christianity has adopted holidays all the time throughout Christianity. Christmas being on December 25th, well, we adopted some other stuff that was going on because when Christianity became a dominant religion, the people said, we've got to give these people who are celebrating these other holidays something to celebrate that's religious. And so that's why Christmas falls on December 25th, because it's right around all of these other holidays. So if you have more shopping to do, and I'm so sorry if you do, but if some people like to shop after Christmas and do that, but for the times we replace love and kindness with unnecessary and unproductive battles, we pray to the Lord. I wonder what kind of list Mary and Joseph had when they had to journey to the place of Joseph's ancestry for a census. You unroll the list. You've got food, water, funds to pay for a place to stay, a pack animal? Maybe. Maybe not. The Bible doesn't say how they got there. You might assume that there was a donkey or another pack animal, but the Bible just doesn't say that. Relatives to travel with? Probably, since everybody going to Bethlehem was from the house of David, so probably some relatives to travel with. Advance reservations? Nope. Apparently not. Any place for the baby to be born? Can you see Mary and Joseph looking at each other and in the dominant language of the day, but I'll say it in English, we'll just wing it. It's kind of how it seems to go. Leading up to the night that Jesus was born, I think the lists were simple. I think that Mary and Joseph showed kindness to their traveling companions and hopefully received kindness from them. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. For all those who are without a home and wonder what will come next, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. I watched the Simpsons 2011 Christmas episode. Anybody watch the Simpsons? No? No Simpsons fans? It's called Holidays of Christmas Past, Christmas is Past, or Holidays of Future Past, or something like that. I think it was a great episode, and without telling too much, because I know you're all going to go onto Hulu or something and watch it now, Maggie Simpson has a baby in the episode. Yes, Maggie, the one with the pacifier. So it's a future kind of a thing. And Abe Simpson, that's Grandpa Simpson, has a great line. Here's what he says. They're all gathered together, and there's some question as to who's the father of this baby. And he says this. He goes, if there's one day, I can't do Abe's voice. I'm not going to try. Here we go. If there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas. I love that line. And I know The Simpsons aren't supposed to make you feel emotional. They're just supposed to make you laugh. But I love that line and the sentiment behind it. You know, Grandpa Simpson isn't always the nicest fellow. He usually is argumentative. He's kind of, you know, the old codger kind of personality. But he said that if there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas. The sentiment behind the line is like, just show some love. That's really what Abe Simpson was trying to communicate. So this Christmas, amid all the lists, and incidentally, I'm going to let a secret out. I'm not going to let any big secrets out, but a secret that you should know. You know that whole naughty or nice thing from the song? Jaron, you know the naughty or nice thing? There's no naughty list. However, it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be good. In the Bible, there's a thing like a naughty and nice list. Here's how it goes in the Bible. It says, God will always forgive you. And I've communicated that. God forgives you. God loves you. There's nothing you can ever do to be outside of God's love. But then there's the question, so should we sin so that God can keep forgiving us? No. So this naughty or nice list, should you just be naughty just to test it? No. You don't want to test it. And remember what I said about what you're supposed to wear in church? And what if mom says you're going to wear a tie or you're going to dress up? Yeah, if mom says be good, otherwise you won't get anything for Christmas, listen to mom. God doesn't have a naughty list. Mom has a naughty list, probably. Yeah, right? God loves everyone, no exceptions. And your mom and your dad love you, no exceptions. But your behavior does have ramifications, doesn't it? With great power comes great responsibility. And with great naughtiness comes much less goodness. There. Now I'm going to be in trouble with Barbara, I can tell, after church. It's like, did I explain it right? See, I just went right through that. This Christmas, please remember to give one another a break. Just show some love. I think that should be at the top. Maybe even the only item on this year's checklist. So that this Christmas and always, we would give one another a break and just show some love. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.